The Czech government has signed an historic agreement with the Catholic Church and 15 other religious groups. It has agreed to pay them billions of dollars in compensation and return properties that were seized by the former communist regime. Yesterday's agreement was signed despite left-wing opposition in the European Union's most atheistic nation. Regional correspondent Stefan Boss reports.
15 religious groups, including Catholics, Protestants and Jews, will receive just over half of their former properties, now held by the state, valued at 75 billion Czech koruna, some $3.9 billion. The Czech Republic also pays the equivalent of $3.1 billion in financial compensation over a period of 30 years. That money is meant for church properties that cannot be returned, as some were destroyed or given to third parties. The Catholic Church is to receive most of the money and property under the deal, which also includes a provision that the state gradually stops covering priests' salaries and other church expenses over the next 17 years. Prime Minister Peter Neces told reporters he is pleased the deal was signed more than 20 years after the collapse of communism. He says this is an act of justice and will lead to better relations between the religious community and the state following the severing under the communist regime. In 1948, when the communists came to power in what was then Czechoslovakia, communists seized all properties owned by churches and persecuted many priests. Historians estimate that at least 65 Catholic priests, monks and nuns were executed or killed in prisons, while others were driven to suicide by the harsh conditions. Churches were allowed to function only under the totalitarian state's strict control, and priests' salaries were paid by the state. Though the compensation deal was agreed by Parliament last year, the leftist Social Democrats oppose it, said party leader Bohuslav Sobotka. He says there is no reason for the agreement. The Social Democrats claim the church has received too much compensation in a nation which has Europe's largest number of atheists and asked the Constitutional Court to intervene. Joel Rummel, who is president of the Ecumenical Council of Churches in the Czech Republic, disagrees. He says the compensation deal is aimed at establishing a modern relationship between churches and the state, and that he is sorry the Social Democrats move towards populism. While the Constitutional Court's verdict is still unknown, churches already hope to write a new chapter in their often difficult history. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.